You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, you know what that music means. It's on and popping. Here on the Team 980, we're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's the Youngest in Charge and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 4 o'clock. At that point, we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Boy, do we have a hell of a lot to get to off day for the Washington Commanders. And we'll give you wall-to-wall training camp coverage as I've been out there, boots on the ground each and every day. There are a couple of things that really, to me, at this current juncture, six practices in, there are a couple of things that have made me raise my eyebrows. Some good, some bad. We'll chew on it all as we roll throughout the show. Number to call is 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can check us out via iHeartRadio and tune in. And then make sure you check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. So we'll get plenty of burgundy and gold talking. We'll have a couple of guests stop by the program before we hop out of here as well. I got J.P. Finley going to join us coming up at about 2:30. He's also been out there each and every day. We'll get his perspective on what we've seen to this point, six practices in for the Washington Commanders. Like I said, there have been things that have made me raise my eyebrow, and I know some of you have seen some audiograms on social media of me being, you know, I want to say overly critical, but me making some pretty astute observations. And look, this is the one thing that you all should know about me by now. I am going to be unapologetically me. You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to like everything I say, but understand it's coming from a place of authenticity. So we'll keep it real here over the next 3 hours. We'll also get a little political. I know you all do that a lot on this show, A-Mac, because that caged animal, Chris Russell, just can't help himself when it comes to chewing on certain items. It is day two of the hearings on the RFK Stadium deal. And, you know, D.C. residents yesterday got the opportunity to voice their opinion, voice some of their concerns about, you know, RFK 2.0 and what type of impact it could have moving forward. Now, today, Mayor Bowser will testify with the city administrator and president of the Commanders, Mark Klaus. So the Commanders in attendance today for the hearing, they're going to be answering questions, I believe, as well. And then once again, you know, getting the opportunity to tell the residents of D.C. why RFK 2.0 should for sure be a thing. So this is from 8 minutes ago. VR guy Mark Seagraves of NBC4, Robert White, the at-large D.C. council member, right now is pressing the Commanders to locate and relocate their team headquarters to Washington, D.C. The team president, Mark Klaus, according to Mark Seagraves, stopped short of that commitment but said he is open to relocating in the future. And I give Chris Russell credit when Chris Russell deserves credit. He always does. We give him a lot of crap, but he is a super inquisitive, super smart cat. the Rooster Man's been banging on this drum for over a year and a half now in terms of talking about the importance and the desire of the district to get Commanders Park, their day-to-day operations in the District of Columbia as well. Because if you're going to be playing in D.C., what sense does it make? What sense does it make to have, you know, players, coaches, execs commute from Ashburn, Virginia to Southeast D.C.? Like, that's just not, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I know that's something that they'll be fighting over. About an hour ago, Mayor Bowser began her testimony. We've also heard Charles Allen pose some really difficult questions on the impact of, like, traffic with this, the garages and funding for metro improvements and expansion of the metro. So I know from a nostalgia standpoint, we all just want the stadium here, and we don't really care about the potential ramifications of getting it here. But what we're figuring out, what we're learning today is that, you know, it ain't just a walk in the park in terms of getting the Commanders back to the District of Columbia. Now, we'll talk about it in more detail as we roll throughout the show, but wanted to, you know, open things up, giving you a brief update on that. It's day two of the hearings on the RFK Stadium deal. We'll hear from Mark Klaus, the team president of the Commanders, Mayor Bowser testifying. Like I mentioned, Charles Allen. Charles Allen is the Ward 6 council member testifying here. And then Robert White, the at-large council member, who yesterday said that, look, I still haven't made my mind up in terms of which side of the coin I fall on when it comes to RFK 2.0. He had some pretty pressing questions this afternoon as well. So we'll keep you up to speed and give you the latest on that as we roll throughout the program. But I do want to get into some football here. Mac, I'll you know, shoot you some more stuff here before we get into the 3 o'clock hour, but we will take the folks around the National Football League and let you hear the best sound from NFL training camp. We'll also do something a little fun. And I know, Mac, this is probably a me, you, and Brian thing. I don't know if anybody else, or Chris Russell, for that matter, would ever be in on something like this. EA Sports, yesterday, released the 99 Club in Madden. I don't know who's on the list. I have not looked at the list. I will blindly guess in the 3 o'clock hour who made the Madden 99 Club. And then we'll also throw this question out there at 301-230-0980. If you're a Madden buff out there and you appreciate EA's content. First and foremost, AMAC, I know you're a big video game dude. You've been playing the new college football game, I know.
Yeah.
Brother, everybody's giving me trash reviews on social media. I didn't buy College Football 25 just because it's one of them joints, but I just wanted to play it on other people's systems, see how it go. I didn't want to kick out my $59.99 right off the rip. But EA this year, in terms of the upgrades that they've made to Madden, the big complaint that a lot of football video game fans have is that, you know, it's the same game every year. You're just changing the rosters.
Exactly.
And ever since, like, the full-scale push of Madden Ultimate Team, where you got to spend money to, you know, build your team and things like that, that's really what it feels like they're tweaking the game for, the Mutt community. Because think about what Mutt is. It's a cash cow for the NFL and for EA. You got people buying stuff year-round. Yeah. Franchise mode, that doesn't exist. So that's the mode that I like to get geeked up about. Like, I love
the franchise.
You know what I'm saying? Building teams, doing trades, things of that matter.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead.
You were talking about the 99 Club?
Yes.
Do you want to guess how many players
are in the 99 Club real quick?
Yeah, just the number of players.
Six?
No.
Too low or too high?
Too low. You're in the neighborhood, but too low.
Eight?
No. Right in the middle, it's at seven.
Seven guys in the 99 Club. That's going to be interesting. I know there's a certain quarterback that's going to be there. 15 up in Kansas City is 100%, I would have to believe, in the 99 Club. Oh, don't even do it. The look that you just gave me told me everything I need to know. We'll get to that in the 3 o'clock hour. But what I want to get to right off the top here, I know Chris Russell has said this, I'm sure. I've hammered it as well here over the past couple of days. Whether you all want to believe it or not, to me, the Washington Commanders need Terry McLaurin far more than Terry McLaurin needs the Washington Commanders. Because if you've watched, if you're a fan out there that's been to any of the open practices to this point, it is very clear and very obvious This Commanders offense, the best way I can describe it, the adjective that I'm going to use to describe this Commanders offense through the first six practices of training camp, clunky. Clunky is how I would describe it, right? It's like, I remember back in the day, man, if you, and we're living in the ghetto here today because the heat that we have here in studio. One thing that my aunt did back in the day was freeze milk, right? Freeze milk to preserve it. Freeze bread to preserve it. People do that all the time. I'm sure there's some old fogies on the line right now talking about youngest in charge. The hell you know about freezing bread and freezing milk? I was raised right, y'all. I know I ain't never going to be wasteful. But my aunt used to freeze milk. And, you know, when it would be ready and the other container would be gone, you take the when the other milk would get low, you take the joint out the freezer, and then you're waiting for it to thaw. And, you know, in the morning before school, I'm pouring up a bowl of cereal, and there would be like ice chips that would come out of the milk carton or the milk container. That also would happen when my auntie had the freezer turned up or the fridge turned up too damn high. So there's a couple of different instances where you can have ice chips in your milk. And when you pour milk into cereal when it has ice chips, what would you describe it as? Clunky. Still good. Still really good bites in the bowl of cereal. But overall, as a whole, it's clunky. That's how I would describe this Commander's offense. The first six practices of training camp, sans Terry McLaurin. They've looked clunky. There have been moments where, yeah, it's looked good, right? They've connected on some deep shots. They've been able to get vertical. They've showed good timing. But for the most part, those deep shots, those big plays, quote unquote, have been few and far between. They just have been.
So, like, I'm really curious about this because how Jaden Daniels performed last year. We always hear sophomore slump, sophomore slump, sophomore slump. I don't think we've had this conversation. You probably talked about it with other people, mm-hmm. but what would you think your expectations are for Jaden Daniels? Clearly, I don't think you think he's going to have a sophomore slump.
I think
what's
he's
realistic expectations for you though?
Statistically, I think if he replicates what he did last year, that's a smashing success. We'll let you hear from ESPN NFL insider and analyst Lewis Riddick. He had some very interesting comments on that exact question our guy AMAC just asked in terms of what are expectations for Daniels next year. Lewis Riddick coming off the top rope, not shy at all about what Jaden Daniels could be in year number two. I'll take it a step further, AMAC, in terms of what you said. I think he is bust proof. I do believe that. But in terms of what would allow him to be the best version of himself, he can't be the best version of himself without Terry McLaurin. And that's not an indictment on Jaden. That's just the reality of the situation. This offense, like I said, needs Terry McLaurin. And I'll take it a step further. This football team needs Terry McLaurin more than McLaurin needs the Commanders. Because this offense, without Terry, lacks juice, lacks firepower. Lacks explosiveness. You know how difficult it's been for this offense all training camp long to complete anything outside of the numbers? It's been tough. Now, guys have made plays here and there, like I've mentioned, right? Noah Brown's made a few plays. Chris Moore, who? Some of you were saying, who? Yeah, Chris Moore has made a few plays. Michael Strachan has made a few plays. You're like, who the hell is these guys? That's the point. Debo's made some plays. You know who he is. And I told you all back when the trade happened. It's my vote for the team leader in touchdowns for the Washington Commanders because I think he fits this offense like a glove. But the bottom line is this. As good as I think Debo can be in this offense, as good as I think the running backs are here in this offense, I really feel like this Commanders offense, this Commanders football team, I don't know how confident I am that they can reach their goals without Terry McLaurin. And we're a long ways away from McLaurin not being on this football team, and I do not want to jump the gun at all. But I have warned you all throughout the entirety of this process. Buckle up, because we're a long ways away from things getting settled. Just getting rolling here on the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, and Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, I'll answer this question. Talking about the Commanders and what they could be for the 2025 season. Expectations are sky high for the first time in a long time. But with Terry McLaurin's holdout looming over the team, I want to ask this at 301-230-0980. Can the Commanders make the playoffs if they have to end up trading Terry McLaurin? 301-230-0980. I'll give you my thoughts on that next. This is the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 1 hour, about 2:20, I got J.P. Finley going to join the program. We get his thoughts on the first six training camp practices for the Washington Commanders. You tapped in to the youngest in charge, and Willingham, taking you up to 4 o'clock. Sitting in for the Rooster, Chris Russell, the next few days right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can check us out on the iHeartRadio app as well as TuneIn. And then after the show, check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. A lot more to get to. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll take a national view, a big picture look at the NFL. Our pal Mike Jones, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, going to join us as we take a spin around NFL training camp. Also, after our conversation with J.P. Finley, the injury bug right now in training camp didn't feel like this last year. And fingers crossed that our Commanders don't get struck by it. The injury bug throughout camp to this point has been brutal. Got some injuries in division. Got a key injury up north in Baltimore. We'll get to it all coming up at the 2 o'clock hour. Right now, though, Terry McLaurin reported to the facility on Saturday, and he was placed on the physically unable to perform list with what they're calling an ankle injury. And really, it was because he didn't want to get fined anymore. The hold-in now continues for one Terry McLaurin. But through the first six practices of this training camp, anybody that's been out there will echo these sentiments. This offense has been an eyesore at times, honestly. And it's no indictment on Jaden Daniels. It's not a shot at him. It just is the byproduct of, one, I think, an improved Commanders defense. And then, two, this wide receiver room, this offense needs Terry McLaurin. He is the straw that stirs the drink as far as the skill guys go on this Commanders team. Realistically speaking, like, we're talking about the best player on this team when we reference Terry McLaurin. So it's no surprise that they look clunky as I'm describing the offense here throughout the first six practices of camp. When you take away Terry McLaurin from this offense, the skill position group is below average to average at best. It's no slight to Noah Brown. It's no slight to Deebo Samuel, who I think, you know, for all the scuttlebutt about, you know, how Deebo's going to be used, I think the way he has performed as a traditional wide receiver throughout the first six practices of camp has been super encouraging. And I believe, like I've said all offseason, I think he's in for a big-time year. The question to me is this. 301-230-0980. Can the Washington Commanders make the postseason if they have to end up trading Terry McLaurin? And I know a lot of you feel like, at this point, what? Linnell, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Linnell? We're nowhere near a Terry McLaurin trade. Okay. Things change quickly in the National Football League. And based off all the reporting we're hearing, the two sides still are very far apart. And the two sides also have their heels dug in. So would it stun me if over the weekend, if after the preseason opener, we get a trade request from Terry McLaurin? No, wouldn't stun me at all. Now, do the Commanders have to honor the trade request? No. As a matter of fact, as we continue to tell you, they have no motivation to try and ship Terry McLaurin out of town. When you trade for Deebo Samuel in the offseason, when you trade for Laremy Tunsil in the offseason, it's all about pushing your chips in the middle for the 2025 season. Trading Terry McLaurin goes against that. But here's the thing. If you're Adam Peters and company, how long does this dark cloud get to exist over the franchise? Because that's what it is at this point. You could say it's just business. You could say it's standard practices in the National Football League. Let's be honest. This was a team. You want to talk about vibes? This was a team that had the ultimate vibes heading into this offseason. Won 12 games last year. You punched your ticket to the conference championship game. You got year two of a bona fide star at the quarterback position. But now, the biggest talking point, the biggest storyline surrounding this team is not about how they're going to bounce back from last year's success or build off of last year's success. It's now about, will Terry McLaurin show up? That's the conversation right now. It sucks, but that's the reality of it. That's the reality of it. I've said this throughout the offseason. I don't know how many times you all have heard me say it here on the Team 980. This Commander's schedule, we know it, is way more difficult than it was a season ago. Just when you look at the different divisions that they're playing, the AFC West, which I think is going to be one of the better divisions in the National Football League, the NFC North, we know how strong that division is, top to bottom. I'll even take it a step further, and we'll see if our guy J.P. Finley agrees with us when he joins us coming up at 2:30. To me, your battles, your six games inside of the NFC East, I think, are going to be extremely difficult. The Giants, to me, this year, with that defense and an actual professional at quarterback in Russell Wilson, they're not going to be a slouch. They're not going to be a pushover. Think about the two games you played against them last year. You struggled. No one's willing to put this out on the line, but I'll say it. I think the gap right now between Philly and Washington, much larger than the gap between Washington and Dallas. So when we take into account the difficulty of the schedule, it's not just the division games against the NFC North or the division games against the AFC West. It's about in-house in the NFC East as well. Hey, Mac, I know that makes you smile ear to ear. Every time I mention the New York Giants in a positive light, he gets all red. But look, that's what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is and tell you what it ain't. That's how I get down. I know how I rock, man. But the bottom line to me is this, and we'll take your calls at 301-230-0980. I'm going to set it in stone and put it in wax. The Washington Commanders cannot make the playoffs, will not make the playoffs in 2025 if they have to part ways with Terry McLaurin. Bottom line, do you agree or disagree? 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. Terry McLaurin showed up to the facility on Saturday, but as we've heard, the two sides still very far apart. And to me, there is no end in sight when it comes to the quote-unquote hold-in for Commander star wideout Terry McLaurin. The question is this. Through six training camp practices, the adjective that I'm using to describe this offense is clunky. There have been some bright spots. There have been flashes. But there's been no level of consistency, and they've really struggled to, one, push the ball down the field vertically, and then, two, they've struggled to straight-up complete passes outside of the numbers. Knowing the way this offense has looked without Terry McLaurin, knowing this schedule, can the Commanders make the playoffs if they have to end up parting ways with Terry McLaurin? Your call's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off and running right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. You can check us out on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn app. You can get us in a multitude of different ways, I know. I said to AMAC before we came back from break, I said, I'm going to do my best Chris Russell impersonation.
That sounded like yourself.
It did sound like myself. I mean, damn. The people didn't know what I said to you. That's the problem with you PG County folks.
I mean, you brought it on the air. I got it in your ear.
How the T.I. is. See, that's the difference between me and a lot of other people.
You're the one who brought it on the air. I said it in your ear.
You know what? That's why you're a low IQ Giants fan. And see, I try to give your team some grace here in the opening hour of the show. And this is how you do me? It be your own people, man. Be your own kinfolk. 301-230-0980 is the number. For the first six practices of training camp for the Washington Commanders, this offense has looked clunky. At best, they've struggled to find any real consistency. Now, there have been flashes all over the place. Jayden Daniels is hooked up with Deebo Samuel on a couple of deep balls. We've seen Noah Brown get behind the defense. Jalen Lane, the rookie out of Virginia Tech, has made some plays. But in terms of overall consistency through the first six practices, it simply has not been there. The question is this at 301-230-0980. Can the Commanders make the playoffs in 2025 if they have to move on from Terry McLaurin? 301-230-0980. League insider Tony Pauline had a couple of phone conversations with some executives around the National Football League, and they gave their thoughts on how the Terry McLaurin saga ultimately ends. We'll get to that coming up here momentarily as well. But do you think the Commanders can make the playoffs next year without Terry McLaurin? If they trade him, guys, remember this. If they trade him, the asset that they get back in return, more likely than not, isn't going to be able to help them in 2025. So with that being said, knowing what the Commanders have minus McLaurin, knowing what they'd get back from McLaurin, can they make the playoffs if they have to end up trading them? The real Rooster out in Hagerstown wants to chime in. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Linnell? Hey, it's nice to have you back.
Yes,
nice
indeed,
to hear
brother.
A real voice instead of that other rooster. Hey, can we chop the neck off of that other rooster and get rid of him and let you do the show all the time?
I'm sure Chris Russell would not like that.
Hey, look, man. Answer to your question is very simple. No, they cannot go to the playoffs without Terry McLaurin. They cannot win more than 8 games at best without Terry McLaurin. And here's the big kicker. I believe that they are looking to maybe possibly trade him out of there. For whatever reason, I just have a bad feeling. And for you, for these callers on here that think that they're going to do something without McLaurin is crazy. You said it. They're stumbling without him.
They are, man. And look, to me... Do I think it would ultimately happen? If I had to bet on it, them making the playoffs without McLaurin, I'd bet against it. But I will say this, right? This is the art of doing solo radio, right? They call Subway sandwich makers sandwich artists. I'm a solo radio artist, so you got to play both sides of the fence here. While I don't think it would be likely that they'd make the playoffs, I think they could do it. I don't think it's impossible, but I think it'd be a lot more difficult to accomplish minus Terry McLaurin. But the one saving grace, Rooster, is this. You know this, brother. As long as Jaden Daniels has a pulse and is upright, this team's got a shot against just about anybody. But when you get into this year and the schedule gets more difficult and you play varsity quarterbacks for the duration of the season, you're going to have to be able to score some points. And I think without Terry McLaurin, that becomes much more difficult. I appreciate the call as always, brother. 301-230-0980 is the number. The other thing that I want to get to is this. I mentioned the schedule being much more difficult for the Washington Commanders this time around. Not only the out-of-division schedule, talking about your 4 matchups against the teams in the AFC West, and then your 4 matchups against the teams in the NFC North. I think your in-division battles are going to be much more difficult this year. The 2 meetings against Philadelphia down the stretch, not going to be a cakewalk. You struggled at times last year against the New York Giants. You beat the Giants last year in 2 games by a combined 8 points. So don't act as if the Giants are the scum of the earth, that we're, you know, above getting clipped up by them. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. Are they a better football team? Yes. I think we all would agree with that. Is it going to be a cakewalk? No. And then the Cowboys, to me, and I know this is going to get me eviscerated on social media, but I don't care. I don't care. I have this strong, unwavering belief that the Dallas Cowboys are going to exceed expectations in a way I don't know if you all think is possible. Honestly. I'm not saying Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not even saying they'll be a guaranteed playoff team. What I'm saying is this, though. You look at their draft, you look at what they did in free agency, and then the trade for George Pickens, and then getting Dak Prescott back healthy. That's going to be a tough team to deal with next year. And think about the way those 2 matchups went a year ago. You needed to beat them on the last play of the game in Week 18. You lost in Week 12 to the Dallas Cowboys, to Cooper Rush. 301-230-0980 is the number. Can the Commanders make the postseason if Terry McLaurin is not on the roster? Lap is in D.C. Wants to chime in. What's up, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Vanell? Good show, bro.
We appreciate it.
I think they still can make it because you got JD5, but it's going to be tough without Terry, bro. It's like they got to get this together, bro, with getting him, you know, his contract, because I wanted the D'Ami Terry, you know, dual. I wanted the Curtis Samuel. I was mad when Curtis Samuel left. Now we finally got Debo. It's like, can we have that dynamic, you know, duel with the receivers, man, with Debo and Terry, man? So we got to get it done, man. But it's going to be tough. And like you said, Linnell, with the schedule, you know, all the teams we got, man, every game is going to count, especially in our division, bro. Dallas going to be tough. Philly going to be tough. Giants going to be tough. And if you want a chance to make the playoffs, you definitely going to have to get like three or four more wins in your division, man, because it's going to be harder to get to the playoffs with the tough schedule on top of that. So,
yeah.
But I hope they get it together, though. Yep.
I hope they do as well, Lap. We appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. I didn't say that and pose this question to try and dim the light on the 2025 season. I'm just being open, honest, and objective here. I've been out there every day. I've watched. I understand it's early. But, man, I'm going to call a spade a spade. They look clunky offensively, minus Terry McLaurin. There have been bright spots. There have been flashes. But there has been no semblance of consistency with this offense throughout the first six practices of camp, minus Terry McLaurin. That's just the reality of the situation. Now, I know a lot of you feel as if this is just negotiating, this is just business, and everything will be fine and dandy. The reality of the situation is this. There are a lot of respected people that have given their two cents on this situation. The bottom line is this. Nobody knows when the end is going to be in sight when it comes to the hold end of Terry McLaurin. No one knows. But I do know this. We're at a point right now where I firmly believe in my heart of hearts the Washington Commanders need Terry McLaurin far more than Terry McLaurin needs the Commanders. Point blank. 301-230-0980 is the number. Ronald is in Greenbelt. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Ronald? What's up, Ronald?
Hey, Linnell. How's it going?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Well, I see 7 to 8 wins. Because Terrence Wright, him and his agent, they're funny money sometimes. You know, I think they're looking for 4 years, 30-plus per year, which is 120 for 4 years. Who knows, about maybe a $50 million signing bonus. And then that's talking into Jaden's contract at the last of his year. So I think Adam Peters is probably thinking about that, too. You never know what they're thinking in the long run. But anyway, 7 to 8 wins because the defense won't have no fear factor with the Commanders on the outside, and the running game hasn't really been improving yet. And the defense is kind of like 50-50, so it's going to probably be 7 to 8 wins. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, the Commanders' offense in the first six practices of camp, it's been clunky at best. Are you concerned? And then the question is this. Can the Commanders make the playoffs if they have to part ways with Terry McLaurin coming up this offseason or coming up this year? That's next here on The Fan. Or excuse me, the Team 980. Wow. 301-230-0980 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest to Jarzan L. Willingham. Taking up to 4 o'clock. The reason I started chuckling, I looked straight ahead out near the bullpen, and there's a Super Bowl winning tight end sitting with his feet propped up, got his sunglasses on. He's inside. When you have aura like Rick Doc Walker, life is just a hell of a lot better. He'll come your way starting at 4 p.m. He'll take you on your afternoon drive home. Coming up at about 2:30, about J.P. Finley, who you can hear weekdays 10 to 2 on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. He's going to join us. We get his thoughts on what the Commanders have looked like throughout the first six practices of training camp 2025. But the question at hand is this. Can the Washington Commanders make the playoffs in 2025 if they have to part ways with Terry McLaurin? 301-230-0980 is the number. Look, I'm gonna walk and straddle the fence here, I guess is the phrase the radio buffs like to use. But I'm going to straddle the fence on this one. Hear me out. Can they make the playoffs if they trade Terry McLaurin? Yeah, they can make the playoffs if they have to trade Terry McLaurin. Will they make the playoffs is a whole other question. And to me, the answer to that is no. Now, that's not a slight to Jaden Daniels. It's not a slight to anybody. That's just the reality of the situation from my vantage point, man. There's just no way. And I get it. It's only been 6 training camp practices, right? This isn't a situation where, you know, we're, you know, a preseason game in, we're two joint practices in, and the offense is looking like this. If I'm being real, when we went out to the Jets joint practices last year, and it was raining, and it was muggy, the offense looked bad at that point in time. And I remember then, I was like, uh-oh. Wasn't sounding the alarms, but I was like, that's not good. And then, boom, they go to Miami for the joint practices and completely whipped ass. Completely whipped ass. So because they look clunky throughout six practices doesn't mean it's going to stay this way for the entirety of the offseason. But it's just hard. It's hard for me to see this team making the postseason and having the same type of offensive success if they're without Terry McLaurin. Because right now, to me, with McLaurin, what they're missing the most when it comes to Terry McLaurin is a couple of things. One, he is their contested catch merchant. He brings in 90% of the balls to touch his hands. There have been so many times throughout the first six practices here that the ball is hit a guy's hands and ended up bouncing off the turf. Yesterday, Noah Brown gets behind Marshawn Lattimore. Jaden Daniels puts it right in the breadbasket, and whoop, ball hits the turf. Jaden Daniels uncorked a bazooka to Chris Moore yesterday on a play that he probably would have got sacked on in game, but that's not the point. The ball goes right through Chris Moore's hands. They need somebody to step up. If the answer to this question is going to change for me, someone's got to step up. Is it Noah Brown? Is it Luke McCaffrey? Right? Is it a sleeper to me and a guy that a lot of fans aren't really, you know, hyping up, and someone that I've seen just routinely make plays out there through the first six practices is KJ Osborne. He is a veteran, professional NFL wide receiver and someone that I think could really help this group if they don't have Terry McLaurin. If they do have Terry McLaurin, look out. He becomes even more important to what they have going on. 301-230-0980 is the number. Can the Commanders make the playoffs in 2025 if they have to part ways with Terry McLaurin? Let's go to Rod Landover. What's chime in? What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Man,
listen. I'm good, man. I don't think so, bro. They would need an Alfred Morris type performance, a running back that's going to gain about 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
They're going to need a defense that's probably number two, and then maybe. I mean, Terry McLaurin, you know, when we got Debo, the day we got Debo, one of the first things I said was, oh, man, Terry about to get his man.
Yeah.
Terry, to put a guy like Debo on this team and not to keep Terry, but like you're taking one step forward and two steps backwards. Mm. I wouldn't understand that move because
yeah.
I think if you want to get all that you're going to get out of Debo, you got to have Terry. You got to have Terry. You got to have that deep threat. You got to have that guy that contested balls, that guy that the defense got to respect
yep.
because of who he is.
Rod, you hitting it right on the head, man.
That's going to free Debo up. And then the last point I'm going to make, why you want to make life for your quarterback hard?
We know that
Jaden Daniels is the man, but come on, man. This is a second-year player. You want to make things – you done already got the offensive lineman in front of him. You know, you want to make things as easy as possible for this guy right now. And Terry McLaurin is a go-to guy. They got the sign for him. There's no way in the world they're going to make the playoffs. You said it, man. We struggled with the NFC East last year with Dak being – you know, Dak wasn't there. You know, we split with Dallas. And then the Giants done got better. We got to sign Terry, man. Thanks for taking my call, bro.
Rod, we appreciate you as always, my brother. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Rod hit on something that really has been glaringly obvious to me and one of the big reasons why I really think they need Terry McLaurin to really maximize this offense. It's kind of a double-edged sword, though, right? And I used the analogy earlier, right? Your Subway sandwich maker is a sandwich artist, right? Doing solo radio, it's my job to present you all both sides of the argument. That's why I phrased it the way that I did. Can they make the playoffs without Terry McLaurin? Yeah, they can. Will they is a whole nother conversation. But Rod hit on something I want to expound upon here. The biggest area where I think they miss Terry McLaurin right now is kind of what Rod alluded to. He is their deep threat. He is their home run guy. He is the guy that can stress defenses vertically. Without Terry McLaurin, that guy doesn't exist on this roster. Now, I know Jalen Lane out of Virginia Tech is, you know, hell on wheels in terms of speed, but, like, he's a rookie. Can he get off press coverage consistently? Right? Can he create separation? I don't know. But I will say this. This offense needs a guy that can stress defenses vertically, because say what you want about Cliff Kingsbury and the scheme. I know it was billed as this air raid offense. It is the most West Coast air raid scheme you'll ever see in your life. Right? Quick game, super prevalent. Timing, super prevalent in this offense. You need that spacing underneath for guys like Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane and Austin Ekeler to ultimately work. Without Terry McLaurin stressing teams vertically, teams are going to start squatting on routes. And we saw it last year. Think about when this offense really took things to the next level. You know what it was for me? It's when they started playing Deami Brown. And that happened after Noah Brown went down. Because when it was just Noah and Terry, you know what teams started doing? Teams started squatting on Noah Brown because he could not challenge you vertically. But when you got two guys in McLaurin and Deami that can challenge you vertically, the underneath stuff opens up way, way more. This time around, there is no Deami Brown. And without Terry McLaurin, if I'm a defensive coordinator, my initial thought would be, well, I'm just going to play man-to-man coverage across the board because they don't have anybody that can challenge me vertically, that can beat my guys consistently one-on-one. Now, I told you I'm a solo radio artist, right? So the other side of that argument is, look, we saw what happened last year when teams played man-to-man coverage against Washington. Jaden Daniels went Kanye crazy, running left and right, scooting and booting and tooting. So that's why I say they can do it. It just makes, like Rod said, it just makes life way more difficult for your franchise quarterback going into year number two. 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. If the Commanders have to trade Terry McLaurin this offseason, can they make the playoffs? I got Dominic is out in Tampa listening on the Odyssey app. What's going on, Dom?
Hello, how you doing?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Good. So, to answer your question, I still think they can. And I get what you're saying, you know, about the scheme and how Cliff runs things and not having a vertical threat. But I also want to say, I think we're kind of not giving enough credit to what this running game, could be.
It's a very good point.
And I'll give you a perfect example. Detroit Lions with Jahmyr Gibbs. That guy, every time he touches the football, it's a home run. And if you could find a way to either get Robinson, Ekeler, I think Kroski Merritt's going to be, he's going to be starting a lot sooner than people think. Because if he's doing what he's doing in practice, like they say, and he's your Jahmyr Gibbs, now you got to stack the box. What does that open up on the outside? Receivers. If you have to stack the box, you got to open up receivers on the outside.
Well, look, let me say this, Dom. Let me say this, Dom, and I'll let you keep going. If Terry McLaurin's not out there, they're going to stack the box regardless. The Commanders had the sixth highest rush percentage in the National Football League last year. It's who they are. You're 100% right. But having Terry McLaurin on the perimeter makes life easier for the running game. It kind of works hand in hand, but I get what you're saying totally.
Yeah, no, it's a two, it can go both ways. But I think everybody is just, the way they feel is because they love Terry McLaurin. That's it. If it was any other receiver not named Terry McLaurin, we would not be having this discussion, probably.
Yeah. Hey, Dom, I appreciate you as always, man. We're up against the 301-230-0980 is the number. First hour in the books. As the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham sits in for our guy Chris Russell, we'll take you up to 4 o'clock before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Coming up, here in this 2 o'clock hour, about a half hour from now. I got J.P. Finley going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on the question we're asking you at 301-230-0980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.